Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Joining us as Gouch drops out is Annalisa Balding here with Doretto, lining up for husband Andrew, and now Australian owners are in the horse as well. Morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you. Great build-up always to these races.
It's brilliant. You guys do it so well. It's such a pleasure to be here, and it's really exciting.
Take us through Doretto, because obviously people listening in Australia probably don't know a lot about the horse.
No, he's slightly under the radar here, which is always the best way to go into a race. He's a horse that we've trained in Kingsclere for 5 years. The long-term aim has always come to Australia. He's a steer by Manduro. He's a great horse to train because he's actually quite straightforward and he always runs his race. He's come over to Australia on the back of a good win at Chester, the Chester Stakes. And, you know, as you say, the owners who have sold half him to Australian owners, which is new Australian owners, which is great.
Yeah, the Bamfords and the Ryans, they've been in some good horses.
Yeah, so I hear a bit of pressure.
Yeah, there is. Americane being the obvious there. Is he, I only saw him canter this morning, but... is he a sensible horse given...
He is. I mean, all good horses have a few quirks, and he's no different. He's a little bit fresh sometimes, has a bit of a spook here and there, but actually, you know, he's been amazingly settled, and I only arrived in Australia on Tuesday night, and I've been out for the track 3 mornings, and he's just seems to be very, very happy, very chilled, and just loving the nice weather.
You're out the back in this brand new area of quarantine behind the grandstand.
In the American barn.
Exactly. So who knows, it all might match up.
Exactly.
It might all match up, but you're in there with Red Verdon, I think the Japanese horses, are they
exactly,
there?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Group, they can all get along.
Oh, great. And it's important, you know, for the staff as well, because it's all very well bringing the horse out, but it's quite a big deal for this, you know, the staff bringing a horse. Or, you know, our horse was 50 hours door to door. It's a long trip. And we've got a great girl who's been over here a few times.
Yeah. I want to go back to that just for our listeners again, that learning more about these horses, because Doretto and a few others were on that long plane that got stranded in Sharjah because of a windscreen to the plane.
That's right.
Did Doretto cope with that?
Well, extraordinarily well, which I'm thrilled to be able to report.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. You know, they're in a sort of crate for that long, but they've got food, they've got hay, they've got water. I mean, the only thing is they can't really let their heads down and have a roll. But actually, I think he lost 10 kilos in his trip, which isn't too much. And actually, it's what you'd expect a horse to run, lose in a race.
Yep.
So he's back here now, and he's put all that weight back on. So from that point of view, we've got no concerns.
What about Barrier 1? Where do you normally like to ride?
Well, as everyone keeps telling me, Europeans are very slow to break compared to the Aussies, which actually isn't the end of the world for us. As long as he actually breaks relatively well for a European horse.
Yeah.
And if he breaks well and can get fifth or sixth on the rail, for me, I'd be really happy. He's a long distance horse with a bit of a turn of foot. He needs to get cover, and hopefully, drawn one, he'll get that.
He will. Dwayne Dunn, I think, was out here the other morning.
That's right. He was here on Wednesday morning.
Yeah, he gave, I think I read somewhere or heard somewhere that he gave it a good report just for the first feel on.
Yeah, I think, you know, he was really happy. I've never met Dwayne before. He was very professional. He's obviously got a good track record in the race. It's always nice to get the jockey to have a sit on the horse.
Yeah.
But as he said, he felt very straightforward and simple and quickened as he wanted him to and pulled up nicely afterwards.
It's amazing sometimes how the form all sort of works out over the years. We've got used to it a bit now because it's happened for so many years. But this horse ran in a race that won this race at Chester that Marmello ran in last year. Marmello was pretty good in a Melbourne Cup.
Yeah.
You've got form linked around Best Solution
as well.
Absolutely,
yeah. And, it's really exciting. It's really exciting to be here. He is fully entitled to be in the race.
Yeah.
And I hope he can show us and all of you that it's, you know, it's worth getting him down here.
Now, what about track condition? Obviously, 29 down here in Melbourne today.
Yeah.
They'll water it, but you just like the edge out of it.
Yeah, I might be busy this afternoon going with my own little watering can.
I think you need to do it tomorrow. It rains so quickly, Corfield.
Yeah. Well, I just looked at the weather forecast on the way here down to Werribee this morning. I think they've got a couple of mils forecast in the morning. It's obviously a high draining track. It's obviously also a warm, drying day today, which is far from ideal. But hopefully hopefully it's safe ground.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it will not be an excuse, I hope.
What a big day for the stable. I was just talking to you earlier about what are your movements after the play. You're straight on a plane because your stable's got runners everywhere.
It's really exciting. We're just coming. You guys are just getting going for the Spring Carnival. We're actually just coming to the sort of final end of the year, which just feels like it's been a long one. But we've got a runner, a group one runner in Italy on Sunday, and we've got Paris and at Ascot. We've got two
in Champions Day.
And on Champions Day. So it's a busy old day.
It would be. Fortunately, you're going to be on Emirates, so you'll be able to listen or watch them on the way through.
Exactly.
I'm just getting up Caulfield just to see whether they put up a report this morning to see. No, they haven't updated the info, apart from telling us it's a good four. So last Friday they put 10 mil on.
And they put 10 mil, I understand, on Tuesday as well.
Yeah.
On Wednesday on the barrier draw day.
Yeah, so you've
Look, hopefully it's going to be safe ground and, you know.
Now, a tradition that we've begun here, it's been going for 10 years, is when I do a show like this from Werribee, the guests get a little gift for coming in and thinking. I reckon are you that sort of person?
Oh, how did you know?
I don't normally like to say what brand they are because I've just gone and bought them out of a supermarket.
Okay, they're little brown balls with the most sensational crunchy interior.
Exactly, that gives it away.
That is very kind.
Enjoy that. Now,
thank you.
This is great radio, but I will get a photo before you get away. I'll post all these and all the interviews will be on later. There we go. Gee, you're better looking than me. There you go. good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
I hope the horse runs well.
Fingers crossed. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.